Hey, hey, happy day. I have some astounding things for you here today. Here's the first one. Not one feminist in the United States of America has ever defended Sarah Saunders. Certainly not that I've ever heard, at least. It seems that women's rights only matter if you're a female liberal, right? I mean, how unfair is that? Gotta tell you. How do you walk? Number two, astounding thing. How do you walk 3,000 miles across Mexico without food or support and show up at the American border, 100 pounds overweight, and a cell phone, and a whole bunch of people following you with food and water and so on? How is that? Maybe there's a whole bunch of outside forces here at play, do you think? You know what? Gas. It's finally affordable now, and there's nowhere to go. We can't drive to see anything or anybody. Lastly, with the astoundments, is that I wake up each and every day and I pray and thank God that Hillary Clinton is not the president of the United States of America. South Dakota. I want to tell you about South Dakota and Norway and Sweden and those kinds of places. My families all kind of came from there. They came from Norway first over to South Dakota, and they're not that bright, and there's 10 feet of snow, and then they went up to Canada where there's 20 feet of snow, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, South Dakota, it's a great place, and I own property there. I have businesses and cha-cha, and I like it. And the Republican governor, you know what? I think that someday she will be president. I hope she is, as a matter of fact, because she's cool. She's got her own way. She's got her own drummer, and she does the dance. And when she got elected, she said, prior to getting elected, she said, the first thing I'll do is get rid of this concealed carry permit business, because the Second Amendment is all you need. If you pass a background check, you have the right to have a firearm. You want to put it in your pocket or otherwise. So what? And so she did that. She does everything that she says. She's now talking about the virus. And she says, you know what? This one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work, particularly not in my state. People look after themselves. We're here to educate, not to legislate. Ha-ha. I like that. People themselves are the primary have the primary responsibility for their own safety. They're the ones that are entrusted with expansive freedoms. They are free to exercise their rights to work, worship, and play, or to stay at home, or to conduct social distancing if they choose. We're going to give them all the information, and they can deal with it and act accordingly. Herd mentality ain't my deal. My responsibility is to respect the rights of the people who elected me to manage our operations within the state, in a way, that reflects the realities of what we have on the ground. And that's about policies and principles. And until it gets totally out of hand, I said, we're going to act like we're acting. And I think that's kind of cool. So everything is still open in South Dakota. Y'all want to go have a ice cream cone? That's kind of where you should go. Same thing in Sweden. Sweden says, hey, all you other countries, Norway, you darn Norwegians, Scandinavians, you Norwegians and you Danish people in Denmark, you've all decided to shut everything down. We're not going to. We're going to place, and this is odd, because Sweden has a lot of socialistic kind of views, and Sweden politicians in particular, but they said this: we're placing the responsibility for delaying the spread of the virus and protecting the vulnerable in the hands of the public. Wow, let that sink in. Into the hands of the citizenry, the people that we work for. Imagine that. And Swedish bars, restaurants, schools remain open, and they don't have any issues. Canada, the U.S., the U.K., the world is shut down. I think of it as a giant television set that is full of all this new stuff, right? And you're in the middle of watching a great movie, and somebody unplugs it. And wow, now what are you going to do to plug it back in? It's not like the old days. You plug it in and it just kind of picks up where it left off. Not so fast. It's complicated. You have to hit a reset button, and I couldn't fix it. I mean, I've had it happen with TVs and it doesn't work for me. And that's kind of the world that we're in. Next topic. Interchangeable verbiage. Okay, a lot of words have interchangeable verbiage. I want to share some with you. Doctor, physician, teacher, educator, lawyer, attorney, liberal, stupid. Got all that? There is a society in the United States of America. It was founded in 1982. It has 70,000 members, and I found it kind of interesting, astounding, actually, when I read up on them, and I've had some email exchanges back and forth with the people there. It's called the Federalist Society. It's an organization of conservatives and libertarians, mostly attorneys. Wow, I mean, 70,000 members. Lawyers typically are liberal, and they found a whole bunch of them that aren't. Let me tell you, over 70,000 members. They take credit for supplying or providing access to conservative judges that the president seeks and places. And they even take credit for the judges, or the justices rather, to the Supreme Court. And they say that when politicians look for conservative judges, they look to us because we're lawyers, we get it, that's our business, we're libertarians, we're conservative, and I didn't know that they existed. And they're a force. They're a major force. The Federalist Society, Canada, the UK, and other countries, you need places like this and societies like this because it's a combination of right forces. Right forces are good. Hey, right or wrong, blah, 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 blah. You know, I had a liberal guy the other day contact me, and he said, help me, I'm thinking about conversion. And I said, wow, kind of sounds like we're going to talk in tongues here in a minute or something. But, you know, he said, could you write something out for me and say it on one of your shows? So I said, okay, I guess. So I did that. And the biggest thing I find with liberals is they're angry. They're angry. We get a little angry too because we're angry at them and what they do, right? But overall, we have joy. And I've never let, or tried not to let, anybody steal my joy. I mean, one time years ago, I remember a guy gave me the finger. I guess he was trying to scratch his head or something, and a finger showed up. Who knows? And we were driving down the road, and he was trying to steal my joy because I was happy, having a happy day. And he tried to make me as crabby and cranky as he is, or was. And it worked for a brief bit, and I wanted to go out and smack the little... But you know what? I got over it. And I said, I'm not going to let you steal my joy. So I kind of put some of that into my writings. I said, you can't give away. Firstly, Mr. Liberal, listen up. You can't give away what you don't have. Money and joy. You don't have joy, so don't try to give it away. You're an angry person, all you liberal types. You got to happy up a little bit. You can't give joy to others if you're joyless. You can't give encouragement to others if you are not encouraged. You need to like you, Mr. Little Commie Guy. You need to craft your storefront. You know what? You got to change your optics and pass it on to other people. When you are influenced by others, as we all are, and you use that influence in a positive way and discard the bad stuff, life gets better. It gets better. Politics are just politics, and math is math, and cha-cha, we can all work it out. It's sensible, right? The fix is us. You got to reinvent yourself. Quit being a bully. Use your head. Think a little bit. And I had a bunch more stuff to say to him, but I just wanted to share that with you. Lastly, I heard the man. He was walking out of the chiropractor's office. I don't know what he was, liberal or conservative, and he stood up and he says, I stand corrected. Hey, y'all, come back for more from the right. See ya.